And hello and happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. By the way, if you missed any part of today's program, it's posted for you right now on our websites as a podcast. You can stream it, download it, whatever you'd like, if you'd like to listen to it again or just catch it all. We've got several guests in studio with us today talking about drug take-back. It's coming up here very soon. Sheriff Paul Harden from Clay County, Brazil City Police Officer Greg Bass is with us, and also Sarah Cox. Sarah, where are you from?
I am from Ascension St. Vincent Clay Hospital. I'm the pharmacy manager there.
Okay, so that's why we've got you here, because you're an expert in drugs, right?
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Without dealing, you're an expert in drugs, that's good. So we've got drug take back. When is it? First of all, any one of you can take this. When's it happening?
October 23rd, from 10 to 2, Saturday, October 23rd.
And Paul, we've done this before. This isn't the first time this has happened. This is kind of an annual thing, right? At least every twice a year, right?
Right. They try to do it twice a year.
And how's the success been as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think it's great. It gives us a chance to assist the citizens in getting rid of the pharmaceuticals that they have at home, maybe left over from things they haven't taken. Also, you know, there's people who pass away, and then there's drugs left over after that. So this is a chance to get rid of these.
You're on the front line for this, so tell us about this a little bit. You deal with a lot of drug problems. I mean, that probably constitutes a good portion of all the arrests that you make, right?
The majority of the arrests made deal with the illegal use of drugs, yes.
And it's not all illegal drugs.
No, it's a lot of the drugs that are being used illegally are taken right out of the drug cabinets of homes of parents and grandparents.
And when we talk about that, it's not all adults. This is where kids a lot of times get started too, right?
Yes, a lot of kids end up in their parents and grandparents' drug cabinets, gathering drugs to take and use.
Greg, talk about your experience with this. What's been your experience with the drug arrests in and around Brazil and in the Wabash Valley? I mean, it's an ever-increasing problem. It's not something that's going away.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, we try to do our best to kind of prevent the problem from starting, but obviously it just
Talk about the arrests you make. Does it seem like, I mean, it used to be you'd write a ticket for speeding or something like that, but nowadays it oftentimes turns into a drug bust in a lot of cases when you really start digging into it, right?
Yeah, there's some. It seems like there's quite a bit of crimes that do kind of start out with, you know, some type of drug problem, as far as whether burglary, you know, they're breaking in a home or stealing property to help, you know, help their habit. So,
Sarah, you're the drug expert here. Talk about drugs in the home and leftover drugs. And I mean, how does this pile up? How do we get all this that we don't use or that people come in contact with?
Yeah, and like Paul said, it mainly comes from patients or family members who have passed away or not using their medications anymore, and they're in the cabinets and they're sitting there. Even, you know, young children see that, and, you know, they're thinking candy, and, you know, the potential for a little kid to get a hold of that, you know, not necessarily intentionally trying to be a drug abuser, but, you know, unintentionally harming themselves. So just keeping it out of the wrong hands.
Is there something in particular that people need to look out for specifically? I mean, what's some of the more common medications that are out there that folks wind up kind of coming into contact with?
You know, a lot of patients have, you know, controlled substances or pain medications, and those are the primary medications that tend to be the ones that are abused. So those are the ones we want to get out of the cabinets and get rid of and dispose of properly. But we will accept everything except liquids and needles. So those are two things that we can't take.
I thought we all made this too hard to get a hold of nowadays. I mean, because now you can only get, a certain amount of days worth at any prescription fill, as opposed to used to be, you know, you can get a month or two worth and it's no big deal. But nowadays you only get a certain amount and you can only get it refilled so many times. I mean, how does that work?
So this is all part of, you know, reducing drug diversion. So we're working together and building those efforts, not only trying to reduce the dispensing and the proper prescribing for the medications, but also trying to get them out of the hands of the individuals that are no longer using them or that have passed away. So just a dual effort, you know, all the way around, trying to reduce that potential for drug abuse or misuse.
So Sarah, tell me a little bit about how do we get rid of this stuff? Because you can't just pour it down the drain unless you're not supposed to, right?
Right. So if it's a non-controlled substance, what you're going to want to do, so a non-controlled substance basically is anything that's not like a pain medication. That's the best way to refer to it as. So, you know, your
not blood, a prescription stuff.
Well,
right?
Yes, your prescription medication. So your blood,
that's controlled.
Best way to refer to,
I'm trying to figure out the difference here between a bottle of Tylenol and, you know, and the cough medicine I got a prescription for.
So controlled substances are those that have the potential for a diversion or abuse. So those are commonly referred to as, you know, pain medications or ADHD medications. Those type of medications are those that are most commonly abused. So those medications, you actually, it's recommended by the FDA and the EPA to flush those down the toilet if you do not have a collection site available. Of course, we always want to take it to a collection site if that's available. Non-controlled substances would be like your Tylenol, your ibuprofen, your blood pressure medication, your diabetes medication. Those medications can actually be disposed of and mixed in with used kitty litter or used coffee grounds, so it's not palatable. People don't really want to go eat kitty litter. hopefully not.
Well, I would hope not, yeah.
And dispose of that in your regular trash. But it is recommended, you know, if possible, absolutely, these drug take-back locations are the best way to, you know, really get rid of those medications in the proper way and,
now,
and dispose of.
At your site, you've got a drop-off. Mm-hmm. Now, is this always there or just for this weekend?
No. We just do it twice a year. We held it on the National DA take-back days. So in the spring and the fall. It's the fourth Saturday of April and the fourth Saturday of October every year. And it's a national-wide day. So it's a great day to just, you know, remember, put that on your calendar. Hey, I need to go drop off my medications. And we make it super easy. You just drive through, hand it to us. No questions asked. The only thing that we cannot take are liquid medications or needles because they are incinerated. So, you know, just making sure that we're able to dispose of them.
Okay, properly. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask about mm-hmm. that. Now, when it comes to liquids, why not? What do you do with them? Okay, I've got a bottle of whatever it is. So mm-hmm. what do I do with it if I can't give it to you?
Right. So if it's a non-controlled substance, like I said, just mix it in with those non-palatable items. But if it is a controlled substance, you'd actually want to probably flush it down the toilet. That'd be the best way to do
it. How long do you keep this stuff before it gets to be dangerous or before, I mean, because, you know, stuff will sometimes sit on the shelf and you don't think about it. I mean, right. and we're not talking about where someone passes away, but just stuff that you got a prescription for, you took it, you got better, all good, but it's still sitting there on the shelf. And then you look up there 3 years later and realize, hey, where'd that come from?
So prescription medications are actually good 1 year post their dispensing or 1 year or whenever their expiration date from the manufacturer, whichever's first. But I would recommend, especially with controlled substances, if it's a pain medication or if it's something that you're using that is a controlled substance, I would recommend disposing of it as soon as you are done using it. There's no reason to save it. So trying to get rid of that as soon as possible just to prevent that medication from getting in the wrong hands.
Paul, talk about the Sheriff's Department. What do you guys do on a regular basis? Do you have a drop off? I know some places around the valley do have where it's continuous and some don't. What do you guys do?
We haven't yet. That is something that I have been looking at, and I know a lot of facilities have a locked container so that the public can just walk up to it. Usually in the lobby and drop them in, and we would remove it as needed. As of yet, we haven't done that. In emergency situations, we have had people drop off different drugs to us or pharmaceuticals to us and to be gotten rid of. Usually these are cases of a death in the family or something like this.
How much do you guys usually pick up when you do these? Because this isn't your first time doing this. Do you usually get a lot? I mean, you usually get like a glad bag full or are we talking more?
You know, typically we have a pretty good turnout with this. You know, obviously the weather sometimes permitted, but I would say we typically collect 10 to 15 boxes worth of, you know, prescription medication to dispose of. Each box is probably 20 to 30 pounds. So.
And Sarah, what about you? When we talk about disposing of this, and like you said, you don't take liquids, but mm-hmm. you do take pills. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Let's say we're talking medications, and you even mentioned it before. If you're talking folks that are diabetic or they have other allergies or whatever, sometimes syringes and things like that are included too. So what do you do to get rid of? I mean, you know you don't take those, but what do you do with them?
So what will you recommend to do with the syringes? And it's really simple. If you have a liquid laundry detergent or a plastic laundry detergent bottle or even a gallon of milk, a carton. What I would recommend doing is putting those sharps in that carton or in that detergent container after you've used it. Seal up the lid with duct tape and write sharps, and then you can actually throw that in your trash. So that's the cheapest way to do it. Of course, there are retail pharmacies that sell the sharps containers, but those do cost money. So it's understandable. You know, the best, most affordable way to do is just to reuse those either milk cartons or liquid laundry detergent
bottles. And working in the healthcare industry, you probably understand better than most that that's probably one of the most dangerous and most important things to really properly get rid of, even beside the pills that we're talking about, because you could really get hurt.
Yes, especially little kids, you know, digging through the trash, you know, at grandma and grandpa's house or, you know, and seeing something shiny, you know, like you said, they could really get hurt because those are sharp objects. So,
and this is an important event for you guys in the healthcare industry because you realize probably better than most as to what can go wrong with this kind of stuff.
Right, exactly. So we're happy to hold this again, like I said, twice a year. So we have the public always looking forward to asking us when the next one is. So I just think it's a great opportunity for the community.
Everything costs money. I'm assuming from the healthcare side, how are you guys funded to do this?
It's actually free for us. So the hospital, yeah, there's no cost besides our time. So just the staff and the police and the sheriff department join me, and we get out there on Saturday and we work together to collect those medications, and then they dispose of them for us. So.
And Sheriff, you do all this for free because you're just a nice guy, right?
Oh, sure. The drugs that are collected will be taken to the DEA, and I believe they're incinerated at that point. Yes. Anything that's brought in can be brought in the containers that they're issued to the individuals with. Those are also incinerated, so don't worry about the labels on them. You know, those will be destroyed. No one will ever
see who
they
are. All the info stays private, right?
Yes, it does. All the information will stay private. And when it goes into the box goes into the incinerator.
Greg Bass of the Brazil Police Department, Paul Harden, Sheriff for Clay County, and Sarah Cox. Thank you, folks, all of you, for being with us today. Don't forget, Drug Take Back Day is when?
October 23rd, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, if you've got unwanted medications around the house, I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity. That's all the time we've got this time. I'm Frank Rush. We'll see you next time.